How's everybody doing?
We're doing well, Coach. If you want, just want to open up with a statement about practice, yeah. And then we'll go to questions, okay?
Well, practice one's in the books. It's first time that we've been on the field together since last December in a football setting. It looked like it. It looked like we'd been away from Big John, our strength and conditioning staff, for 4 months. I think that it probably gave all of our players and staff a greater appreciation for the tremendous job that our strength and conditioning group does throughout the year with our players. And I told the players, it's not something we didn't expect. I knew that we would not be in near the physical shape that we have been in preseasons in the past with our program. But it is where we are. It's our starting point. So we had a practice not quite as long as we typically would on day one, but probably got just as many reps. We're having to structure practice differently because of some of the protocols that are in place. The positive of that is, a lot of guys are getting a lot of reps. I think that's good for a young football team. But I think that day one is important. It's important for us to get back out there and be doing what we trained to do, what the players came here to do. It's important for us to establish kind of where we are. It's important to get some film so that now we can evaluate, we can correct, we can push to improve. And the players are very in tune with that's what needs to happen. So you spend half of your post-practice talk now talking about make sure you wear your mask, make sure we're socially distanced when we're eating lunch. Here's how the training room is going to work with COVID policies. It's just so much stuff that we're having to do with that stuff that it's going to be difficult to manage as far as keeping the players really dialed in to also preparing to get ready to play a game, in about a month.
Okay, we'll open it up to questions, please.
All right, Coach, what were the emotions like for you when you ran onto the field today? Because obviously, as you said, it's probably the longest you've been without a team, in your whole coaching career.
Right. It's excited. Everybody was early on the field. We had a great buzz and energy to start practice. The guys were really enthusiastic. But certainly, I think this whole thing has made all of us, not that we didn't appreciate, what we do already, but just really a tremendous appreciation for the opportunities we have daily to be with these young men, to have the job that we have. I think the players, they're appreciative of having the opportunities they have. So just a lot of excitement.
Mike, we just spent some time with John Gilbert asking him about schedules and what ifs and teams and all that. Today specifically, do you have to have the mindset of you're playing August 29th and your team has to be ready regardless of everything else that's going on with the uncertainty?
What I talk to the players about after practice is, we can't worry about anything past today and tomorrow. We've got to have a very, very short focus. We've got to focus on, this afternoon and getting ready for tomorrow morning's practice and having a better practice tomorrow than what we had today. I think that's got to be where we are right now. It's just been, we've been through too much. There's been too much taken away. For us, I really don't care when we play. I don't care when we play, don't care where we play. We'll be ready, but we can't worry about that right now. We've really got to, more so than ever, we've got to really focus on us right now and our preparation.
Coach, a new defensive coordinator, new defense. Obviously, you didn't have spring ball, so talk a little bit about how you're going to prepare in that situation.
Well, you can't do anything about what was taken away. It's not fair to Coach Harrell. It's not fair to the players, but nobody cares. So the walkthroughs have been good because they've allowed us to install the defense. But walkthroughs and then live moving bullets are two totally different things, and you add in the heat and the conditioning element, and your brain kind of goes away sometimes as a player. So we had a lot of busts, but we also did some good things. I think the players overall are very, very excited about the defense. They're excited about the diversity of it. They're excited about the aggressiveness of it. They're excited about the energy of the defensive staff. So it's square one. That's where we are. Tomorrow's square two. You know, it's you know, Blake's an experienced coach. He's been through this a lot of times, so he'll move at the proper pace to ensure that our guys are not only getting the install in, but also, you know, doing it right. You know, focusing on the little things, focusing on the fundamentals, focusing on the things that win football games.
Coach, can you give us an idea of just how spread out you guys are out there between fields and kind of how you're trying to monitor all that with everybody spaced out?
Well, it's, you know, we're practicing basically on three different fields. And you kind of have, you know, multiple practices going on at the same time. It's really stretched our coaching staff extremely thin. But, you know, it's something that we have to do right now. You know, it's a deal where we're trying to keep the guys when they're not in the either 7-on-7, 9-on-9, 11-on-11, whatever it is that we're in, we're trying to keep the guys really spaced out if they're not involved in that direct drill. So on the sidelines, you know, everybody's spaced out. If they have their helmet off, they got their mask up. You know, you really got it's a deal where you got to you know, really be cautious right there. But you know, they have to keep that mask up if they don't have their face covering on, if they don't have their helmet on. So I got to stay on them about it because we're all creatures of habit. We all revert back to, okay, it's a water break. They all swarm to the same place, even though you got water set up all over the place. We just got to keep reminding them, keep harping on them. We've got to be diligent about just, you know, distancing, have your mask up if your helmet's off. Be conscientious of, you know, washing your hands when you come off the field, all those things.
Coach, going off along that, now that you have everybody together, you know, and dealing with college students, what has been the coaching staff's message to the players as far as taking protocols and safety measures away from the field?
It's been a constant message, and we talked about it at length last night with the student body coming back in a matter of days. We talk about it a lot in the past for different reasons that, you know, we have more at risk and more to lose than, you know, the general student does. It's even more so, you know, this year. You know, we've got a decent control, you know, on the virus right now, if you can call it that. What I worry about is somebody exposing themselves to somebody that has a positive and bring it back into our locker room. You know, and when we talk about, just we've got to be diligent distancing and who we're around. And, you know, 18 to 21 year old males, you guys think back to when you were 18 to 21 years old, okay? But there's more at risk now. So they've got to be even more disciplined and diligent with their interactions with whomever it is.
Like other conferences, like the ACC, the SEC, have done away with non-conference games, but by all indications, it looks like the Marshall game is going to happen. Given the ties between the two schools, the historical significance of this being 50 years since the 1970 tragedy, do you think it's important for those reasons that that game is played?
I do. You know, long before I was the head coach at East Carolina University, you know, you knew about the plane crash, and then all of us have seen the movie, and certainly it's, you know, it's a tragic event. That really led to an inspirational resurgence in their program there. And I think no one can deny the connections between the two programs. And I think it's something that we should, you know, commemorate. We should remember. We should remember those that lost their lives. We should remember the way, you know, Marshall pushed on. We should also remember the way that there, you know, the rivalry that there was between the two schools. So I think for so many reasons, this game is an important one. And not that, I'm not going to sit here and say that it's more important than our conference games, but I think it's a very important one from many standpoints.
Coach, can you provide us with the roster update? Has everyone that you expected to report reported, and where do things stand in that regard?
Well, we have everyone here, you know, with us except for Ryan Jones. You know, he still has to complete his degree at the University of Oklahoma. And until, you know, all that process is out, he cannot join us. Everyone else is here with us. Everyone practiced today. We had a couple that were quarantined still, but the rest of them practiced today. So, you know, we had, you know, I don't know how many we had out there, but it was well over 100.
Coach, what's kind of your confidence level in the offense with all the pieces you've got returning from last year?
Well, I think certainly I believe in the guys that we have coming back from last year. You know, today I don't think, I think we had some flashes. I think we've got a long ways to go with the conditioning and getting back in sync and on the same page with each other. But, you know, we have a starting quarterback back. We have multiple skill players back. We've had some additions there. Our offensive line, we've had some additions there. So I think we have potential. But, you know, potential is not what we're after. We're after performance. So performance is the key thing that we've got to focus on, is taking that potential and turning it into making plays on the field. Anything else? Okay, guys. I hate we got to meet like this. I wished it was in person, so maybe at some point. You guys take care. I appreciate everything you guys do to cover us, too. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Go Power.
Yep.
Thanks, Mike.